You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 37. I got something stirring in me. I had no intention of preaching this, but I realized this afternoon this is what I needed to do. I actually had been studying this for another reason, just personal confessions, you know, things that I believe and I stand on. And it keeps me stirred up, keeps me pumped up. Because, you make a choice every day. You make a choice when you get up. You make a choice whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day. You make a choice whether you're going to fail or you're going to prosper. You make a choice. You do it by default. If you don't choose, you're going to fail. I mean, you're going to have a tough day if you don't purposely make choices. Most people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. But not planning is you're going to fail. You have to purposely, you know, decide to win and decide to have a good day and decide to be glad and decide to be up and decide to be healed and decide to be saved. You have to, with a purpose, call on the Lord Jesus Christ to even be saved. The Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say, whoever I decide to be saved will be saved, and whoever I decide not to be saved, they won't be saved. He said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So that tells us there's a choice. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he obviously believed we had some say-so in the matter of whether we're going to have a troubled heart or whether we're going to be afraid. And he told us what to choose. He told us to choose that. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. But you have a choice. You can close the gate. You can shut the door to fear. You can shut the door to worry, to depression, those kinds of things. And so, you know, as you read through the Bible, you often, sometimes you'll read and you'll think, man, I sure would like that to happen in my life. Well, there's things you can do to make that happen. You know, this is not just a religious book. It's for your benefit. God wrote this to you and he wrote it to me. And what I do when I read through Scripture, especially if I'm dealing with something in particular, I look for Scriptures that solve that problem, that give me the hope and the answer and the promise that does away with the problem and the circumstance that I'm facing. And then I claim that Scripture, just like you did when you got saved. It's real simple. Everything goes back to salvation. I was saved because I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wasn't, it wasn't his timing. I could have got saved a lot earlier than I did. Could have got saved a lot later than I did. I got saved when I decided to accept God's offer. Hello. A lot of people say, well, this wasn't God's will if you get saved earlier. It wasn't God's will. Oh, no, God wanted you saved as soon as you were aware of Jesus. But you resisted, or I resisted, and finally one day you gave in, and it was your choice. We have some say-so in the matter, according to the Scripture. So when you see a Scripture that is really good, you know, it's just rich, and you know what I'm talking about. You run across some of them that are just staggering. I mean, the promises of God themselves are just staggering to the mind. It's hard for us to wrap our mind around them. They're so good. Could that ever be? Could that be me? I wish that could happen to me. Well, it can, if you will personalize it and you will claim it. You know, it's interesting, John 3:16, we all know it. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So there's the condition, not the cause. I mean, me believing in my faith doesn't save me. Jesus saves me. But my faith is the condition. Are you with me? You know, faith is the condition, not the cause, as it were. We're not faith healers. Faith doesn't heal. Jesus heals. Faith is the condition. It's the condition, not the cause. Are you out there? Lest we start thinking too highly of ourselves. You know, just want to make sure that I want to pop that bubble before it gets too big, you know, before we get started here. But we do have a part to play. There is a human element, and it is our will, and it is our willfully choosing to believe on Jesus as our Lord and Savior, believe on the offer that he made. It is the love of God that made it available, and it is God's saving power that saves us, and it's Jesus who is our Savior, but the condition is we have to believe. Are you with me? For that Scripture to become a reality, you make it personal. You say very simply, you know, Father, I believe that you love me, and I believe that you sent Jesus to die for my sins, and I believe on him. And then you could go on and say, therefore I will not perish, I have everlasting life. You can make a claim to that Scripture because you personalize it and you accept the offer. as it were. Now, I just picked out about three scriptures. We'll see if we can get to them all tonight, because I know how y'all are. Psalms 35, 27. This is really good. You'll love this. Everybody say, I will love this. Okay, let's put our faith behind that and let's have us a good message tonight. Amen. Amen. Psalms 35, verse 27. Notice what it says. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes or has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Man, that's a good scripture. Wouldn't you like to get a hold of that one? I mean, I'd love to have that, to be glad, to have prosperity, as it were, to have joy, all those things. But here's what he says. He identifies and he categorizes the type of people he's looking for. First of all, people that favor God's righteous cause. You know what? I am for what God is doing. How about you? So that's me he's talking about. I favor his righteous cause. And he actually is telling me to do some things here. Now, let's just get it down right where the rubber meets the road here. Because if God came down here and said, don't lie, you know it would be wrong to lie. Are you with me? Right. If he told you to forgive, you know you're supposed to forgive. That's a command. He told you to forgive. You don't start messing around with that and saying, I can't do it. No, he said do it. You just got to do it. You got to love and you got to forgive. And you know, you don't steal, don't lie, don't kill, all those things. Those are commands. God says to do that. Well, here he says, let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Do you favor his righteous cause? I do. Well, I am commanded to shout for joy. You can shout because of joy or shout for joy. Either one, the way you want to interpret that, it'll work both ways. I believe you can shout your way into joy. You can shout your way into a good mood. You can shout because of joy, or you can shout for joy and be glad. Y'all sound real excited about this message. He commands you to be glad. Yeah. Don't be sad. Yeah. God doesn't want you sad. God doesn't want you depressed. God wants you to have joy. And God wants you to be glad if you favor his righteous cause. Yeah. Yeah. And I do. Yeah. Those that favor what God does, those that are in agreement with what God does, should shout for joy and be glad. Amen. That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
Shout for joy and be glad. And say, I will be glad today. I will not be sad today. I will be glad today because I favor God's righteous cause. I believe in what God does. And you know what God does? He brings joy. He brings gladness. That's what God does. And that's what I'm for. That's what I favor. So I'm going to shout for joy. And be glad. I am not going to be depressed. I am not going to be sad. You know, you make those confessions of faith. You know, I love that. That's what David did. You know, we quote the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, but we don't often see that he makes statements and then he makes personal declarations. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, come on. He just declared something there. Why shall he not want? The Lord is my shepherd. Statement of fact. Then he makes a statement of faith. I shall not want. And you see that all through the scripture. The Lord is my light. Psalm 27. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, the Lord's my light, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's my light and my salvation. See, David would make statements of faith. Then he'd make a statement of fact or a truth. You know, the Lord's my shepherd. Then he'd make a statement of faith. Personalized. A statement of faith based on that. So what basis do I have to say when I get up in the morning that I'm going to be glad and I'm going to have a joyful day and a glad day? Well, I got a lot of basis for it. I favor God's righteous cause, and he commanded me to do that. So I should get up and say, today I'm shouting for joy, and I will be glad today. That's what God does, is gladness and joy. That's the business he's in, and I favor his cause and all that he does. I am for what God does. In fact, I'm not just going to say that. I'm going to go share some of that and spread some of that. I'm going to encourage someone today, and I'm going to be a part of what God does. Are you with me? Because I favor His righteous cause. He has a cause, and His cause, His destiny, what He desires, what He wants in your life and my life, is salvation, joy, gladness, prosperity. Woo! But if you want that, you're going to have to personalize it, see? Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, this is what ought to be on our lips, this is what we ought to be saying continually, let the Lord be magnified. Not your problem, not the devil, not the crisis in the world, not the price of the gas at the pump. Hello, just say it, you know. But continually say, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Now, you're supposed to say that. Y'all see that? I mean, that's what it says. Let them say, well, what am I supposed to say? It tells you right here. Y'all reading along with me here? Let them continually say. Let them continually say this. It tells you. I mean, this is awesome. He tells you exactly what you're supposed to say. Wow. And what is it? Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Now see, that'll make you want to shout for joy. And that'll make you want to be glad. And that'll make you want to favor and stand behind and agree with His cause and what He's doing. Because what He's doing is prospering you. That's what He's about. So, you know, on the reverse side of this, you know, you flip this coin. It is not God's will that you be poor. It is not God's will that you have a bad day. It is not God's will that you be depressed. Are you with me? That is not what God does. That is not the cause. God's not the cause of that. God is the cause of joy, gladness, and prosperity. It does not please God for you to have a bad day. It does not please God for you not to prosper. It does not please God for you to be depressed, because He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Do you want to please God? I want to please God. I want God to take pleasure in me. So if I favor what He's doing, I'm going to stand up, shout, and be glad, and I'm going to say continue, let the Lord be magnified. In other words, every day He blesses me, He's magnified. Every day He heals me, He's magnified. Every day He gives me joy instead of depression, He's lifted up, He's magnified. Every day I prosper and succeed instead of fail, He's magnified. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be magnified. I commit myself to make it. I decide today I'm going to prosper. Hallelujah. I decide today to be glad and shout for joy. Because I want the Lord to be magnified, and I sure want Him to take pleasure in me today. And He takes no pleasure. No pleasure in my failures. No pleasure in my poverty. No pleasure in sickness. No pleasure in depression. He doesn't take pleasure in that. You know, the Bible says He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Isn't that something? And yet we know they do die because of judgment, because of their sin. People go to hell because of their sin. But God doesn't take pleasure in that. You know what He takes pleasure in? A sinner getting saved. That's what He takes pleasure in. He takes pleasure in a poor person getting blessed, a sick person getting healed, a depressed person having joy. Now, to connect with this, see, we have to personalize it. I'll do this, I'll just write things out, as I'm reading a scripture, and I put this scripture down and I wrote out, today I have every reason to shout for joy and be glad because I favor God's righteous cause. I shout because of joy, and I shout for to produce joy. I obey God's command to shout for joy. Are you with me? And I obey God's command to be glad today. Today I will be glad. I will not be sad today. It is not God's will that I be sad. It is God's will that I be glad. I choose not to be sad. I choose to be glad. I am for God's righteous cause. I believe in what God is doing. I am part of what God is doing. I am what God is doing. You ever think about that? You are what God is doing. Changing your life. Blessing you. Meeting your need. Being your provider. And being your shepherd. Leading and guiding and directing you. I will bless the Lord today. I will magnify His name. I will talk of Him and His wonderful works. He takes pleasure in my prosperity. His will today is to prosper me. His will today is to make me a success. He desires it, and He is pleased by it. For me to be in poverty does not please God. He takes no pleasure in my poverty. He takes no pleasure in my failure. He delights in my prosperity and my success today. So today, I will prosper, and I will succeed in all I do. I will give God pleasure today. Hallelujah. See, that's just taking a scripture, that God's word, a promise that He made, and believing it. Not for someone else, but for yourself. Now, we do pray for other people, don't get me wrong. But if you never personalize this, listen, if you don't have joy, you can't give somebody else joy. If you don't get out of the ditch, you're not going to help somebody else out of the ditch. If the blind lead the blind, will both fall in the ditch. So God wants us delivered so we can deliver others. You know, He wants us on top so we can help others that are down. But if you bypass you, who God wrote this to, and if you have nothing to offer because you won't receive anything from Him, then you're not going to be a blessing and a help to the world. Starts with you, amen? Start making the scripture personal and those promises personal. So, there, you know, there's one verse there that you could just have a camp meeting on. By taking it apart and really thinking about it and really putting yourself in there and making declarations of faith today. We say all kinds of things on the basis of our feeling, on the basis of the news, on the basis of what Mama told me or Daddy told me or Uncle Bob or Billy or whoever. Why don't we just start making declarations of faith on the basis of what God says? Determine our day is going to be like God says it's going to be. Turn to Psalms 118. 118. Hallelujah. See, we already got through one scripture. Just got a couple more. Now, I pray this is helping you. I know because we're not proactive, because we're not on the offense many times, we just let the devil just roll over us. You know, he just bowls us over. You know, we get up feeling bad, or, you know, circumstances don't line up, or we get some bad news. Now, I know there's bad things that happen in this life. I understand that. There are tragedies, there are losses, there are challenges. I understand that. I'm not saying if you do this, nothing bad will ever happen to you. But I'm saying you can rise above it. You can overcome it. Hallelujah. You can heal. Amen? We're Christians. We got hope. Praise God. Even when this is over, this whole show's over, we got to, listen, this is just a appetizer anyway. The main meal's in heaven. We're going to live forever even past this life. So we win this deal. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. But having said that, God wants you to be on top. He doesn't want you to be on the bottom. He wants you to be above only, not beneath. He wants you to be full of joy. He wants you to have peace. The promises are just staggering concerning that. And He wants to prosper you. He does. He wants you to do the right thing with it. Obviously, we need to help others and bless others and love others. We don't need to consume it on ourselves. But we got to have something to give something.
That's right.
We got to have joy to give joy, have love to give love. And praise God. So start claiming the scripture. I am who God says I am. How about you?
Amen.
I have what God says I have.
Amen.
And I can do what God says I can do. Now, if that's not the truth, stick the fork in, we're done. Shut the doors and close the church and sell the building. Think about it. If that's not true, if we are not who God says we are, then who are we? God knows who we are. It's high time we rose above the lies and deception of this earth and this life and even the lies we've told ourselves to start saying we are who God says we are. We have what God says we have. We can do what God says we can do. You know, get up and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me this day. Get up and say, greater is He that's in me than he's in the world this day. Hallelujah. God's in me and I'm more than a conqueror. Challenges may come, but we'll win. Praise the Lord. Psalms 118. Love this. You'll recognize the first part of this because it's said so often, and we even sing songs to this extent, or I've sang songs and over the years. Psalms 118, verse 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I love that. So the kind of day God makes is the kind of day you rejoice and you're glad in. Isn't that right? Because that's what God does. That's like favoring His righteous cause, you know, and the things that God does are good things. And so If this is the day the Lord has made, we can rejoice and be glad in it. I got a question for you. You ever got up on any day in your life that God didn't make?
Nope.
God makes every day, doesn't He? So where's the problem? We're not rejoicing. And we're not being glad in it. It's God's day. But we didn't rejoice. And we didn't choose to be glad. We chose to be sad. We chose to be mad. Or whatever the case may be, you know. And I understand, you know, if there's tragedy, you're overcoming. I understand that. That's not a sin to be down, but it's a sin to want to stay down. It's not a sin to be depressed, but it's a sin to want to stay depressed, not try to come out of the depression. Not a sin to be poor, but it's a sin to want to stay poor. Are you with me?
Yes.
The sin is that we don't rise above it when God made available to us what we should do. And when He told us plainly here to shout for joy and be glad. And here He says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I decided I'm going to have a good day, not a bad day. I'm going to have a glad day, not a sad day. The devil didn't make this day. He doesn't rule this day. He's not Lord of this day. God made this day. Jesus is Lord, not the devil. I think I'll just rejoice. And be glad.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why I rejoice. And that's why I'm glad. Because God made this day, not the devil. Whatever happens, we can turn this thing around. Whatever comes my way, we can defeat it and overcome it. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And greater is He that's in me, He's in the world. Mm-hmm. This is God's day, not the devil. I'm not going to let the devil have this day.
That's right.
God made this day. Hallelujah. He made Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Yeah. Wednesdays, too.
Yeah,
skip Wednesday. He made all the days. You don't want to skip one. He made them all, okay?
Yeah.
So that's a decision on our part, and we ought to say that. You know, I wrote that. I declare that today is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for it. I will rejoice in it. I'll be glad for it, and I'll be glad in it. The devil did not make this day. God made this day. This is God's day. Amen? And Jesus will be Lord today in my life. I confess that Jesus is Lord today. Not the devil. Not circumstance. Not pain. Not my shifty moods. No, 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 no. No, I will be glad today. I can, you know, you can change your feelings. You can act your way into feeling. You can change your moods. You can. You can change your moods. You can confess your way into a good mood and rejoice your way into a good mood and believe your way into a good mood. You can shake it off. Hallelujah. Thank God. God's just trying to help us here. That, you know, that's why He says so much about this. You know, the Bible doesn't really tell you in great detail how to be depressed because you don't need a lot of help figuring that one out. You do that okay on your own. But there's a lot of instruction in the Bible about how to have a good day and how to rejoice and how to have peace. Are you with me? God doesn't, there's not a lot of instruction in the Bible on how to sin. You can figure that out all by yourself. But there's a lot of instruction on how to do right. Because it takes an effort. It's a leap. You have to make a decision. The world is going the wrong direction. See, and we're Christians. We're believers. If you go with the world, you're going to have a lot of down days. I mean, you are. As you get older, you'll be more depressed if you go with the world. But don't go with the world, see? Go against the flow of the world and go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. Go with the flow of the Word. Go with the flow of the promises of God. Take His commands to heart and start saying them and praying them and confessing them and saying, this is the kind of day I'm going to... Make a choice. You say, well, you can't do that. Well, we do it all the time. Farmers do it all. They do it all year long, every year. They go out and take over ground. They decide what's going to grow there. They prophesy a harvest, and they harvest it, and they go back next year and do it again. They just take it over, and they'll put stakes up. Say, this is what's going to grow here, and nothing else. If something else grows there, they'll pull it up. Mm-hmm. I'm not having that. I'm pulling that out. I'm not going to have that. Well, you can't just control your future. Yes, you can control your future. God gave us all this instruction to control our future. So we can change our moods and change our destiny and change our marriage and change our health and so on and so forth. Come on. It's all in here for a purpose. He wants us to participate with Him in victory.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? When it happens, He delights. He takes pleasure in our prosperity. Just like a father of any son would. A father will instruct a son or instruct a daughter or mother or father will instruct their children on how to make it, what they should do. And I tell you, when they take that advice and they make it, we just beam. We are so proud when they do that. We take pleasure when they take our advice. We take pleasure when they make it. We take pleasure when they overcome. Are you with me? They get good jobs and, you know, and they do all that. Oh, come on. What parent doesn't take pleasure in that? And this is God giving us instruction now. And that's the problem. We haven't followed instruction. But if we'll follow the instruction, giving us instruction, so He can take pleasure in our prosperity. It pleases Him when we get over the onslaught of the devil. When we heal up, we rise up. I'm for that. I am for what God does. I favor His righteous cause. It is a righteous cause because it's a good cause. It's righteous because it's right. It's righteous because it helps, it blesses, it heals. So, we decide this is the day the Lord has made. That's what God said. I agree with that. I will rejoice, and I'll be glad in it.
Amen.
Amen. Now notice the next verse. This is something that we often miss. The next verse says, "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." Whoa, wait a minute now. Oh, slow down. Slow down. The same author now, the psalmist here, talking about this is God's day. I'm turning this day over to God. Now, God, save now, because that's what you do. It's the day you made. You're a savior. You're a deliverer, a healer. That's what salvation is. It's all those things. Lord, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord, King James Version only says. And send now, O Lord, prosperity, because that's what you do. And I'm turning this day over to you. I'm declaring this is your day. This is the day you made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, let the salvation come. Come on with that healing. Come on with that deliverance. And let me have some of that prosperity. Send it on. Come on. This is your day. I give it over to you. And that's what you do. Y'all catching it? But you got to make the declaration. It's God's day first. Turn it over to Him. Have you turned your day over to God? Good question. As you turn your day over to God, things turn out differently. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? So he's making this declaration. This is the day the Lord's made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, it's your day. Now bring some of that salvation. Save now, O Lord, I beseech you. Save now. Deliver. Heal. Salvation, that's what it is. I pray, O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Woo! Man. Well, there's something to say right there. You know, I wrote some things out here about that, these confessions that I make. You know, the devil did not make this day. God made this day. This is God's day. I declare salvation, healing, and deliverance today. God is my Savior, my healer, and my deliverer. And it's His day. I declare prosperity and success today. I pray for it. I declare it. I pray for it. Just like the Bible says right there. Pray. I pray. I pray, Lord, send prosperity. I declare prosperity and success today. I pray for it. I declare that I will not fail today. I will not lack today. I'll prosper in Jesus' name because this is the day the Lord has made. God makes me to prosper. He does not make me to fail. Lord, send now prosperity. Hallelujah. That's what should be on our lips. We need to declare who's Lord today. Declare whose day this is. God's day, not the devil's. Amen?
Amen.
And that means something. If God is Lord, it is God's day, this day is going to turn out very well. It's going to turn out good. You can get up in the morning, instead of saying, "Good Lord, it's morning," you can say, "Good morning, Lord." I love that. Flip that around, you know. Turn to Joshua 1. See, just take, and there's so many of these scriptures. Actually, what I was doing, you know, in this, I wasn't really thinking about preaching this tonight. I was just studying this. I've got, you know, I've told you all many times, but in front of my Bible, I have scriptures. Like, you know, I have a whole list of scriptures on healing. And I just made them personal. And I have a whole list of scriptures on prosperity. I just made them personal. Where I don't have the whole scripture quoted out here. Like Exodus 15:26 says, "I'm the Lord that healeth thee." So I put out, "The Lord heals me." Exodus 23:25 says that if you serve the Lord, then He'll bless your bread and water and take all sickness away from the midst of you. So I just put out there, "God takes sickness from me." You know, just so I could get them all in there because there's several of them, trying to put them on one page. But I just made a real personal confession on these scriptures. And then I've got some on salvation and, you know, on different subjects here and quotes and so on in the Bible. But I was going through here just kind of expounding on these verses one by one for my own sake. Just, you know, I figure if I need it, you need it. I generally preach out of overflow. I guess you know that. I get a hold of something, it comes alive to me. You're no different than I am, so I just get up here and preach it to you because I know if it blessed me, it bless you. And if I'm going through something, you're probably going through basically the same thing. I mean, you know, different story, but same need and definitely the same answer.
Right.
Amen. So I was taking these scriptures on prosperity, and I just wrote down, you know, Psalms 35, 27, and I started begin to break it apart, you know, just word by word and, you know, what that means to me, what I can say on the basis of that verse. Before long, I typed up a whole page of stuff. I thought, man, yeah, that's true. That's what I am. I declare that in Jesus' name. And I went over and went to the next verse, and then I went to the next verse. And so I'm just giving you about three of the verses. Pretty good sermon, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joshua. Well, it'll help you if you get a hold of it, praise God. You can rise above. That's the good news here. You can. Everybody fights bad days. Everybody fights moods. You're not alone in that. Some maybe fight it more than others, but everybody fights it to some degree. Everybody has to make a decision whether they're going to have a good day or a bad day. Everybody has to make that call. Whether you're going to believe God or not, whether you're going to confess and prophesy and declare your future, plant that seed in that ground, put that stake up, and tell me what's going to grow there. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for farmers that'll plant the seed of God's Word and declare before the harvest hits what's coming up, because you're going to prophesy it, and you're going to declare it, and you're going to say it, and you're going to pray it. Amen? So if you think of it that way, you got a whole bag of seeds here. God's waiting for you to go out there and plant. Don't think the devil's not going to fight. He's going to come plant some other stuff while you're planting that good stuff, and then from time to time, you'll need to root out some things. As soon as you recognize them, as soon as you see them, you go, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't plant that. No, sir, we're not having that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to pray that. Are you with me? And watch your crop here. You can watch it grow. And you can change your mood. You can change your life. You can change your marriage. You can change your business.
Amen.
You can change your attitude. Amen. You can lose the tude. Get the bad one and get a good one. You know, it's interesting, Joshua. You know, God told Joshua lots of things here, and I don't have time to get into all of it. But Joshua now has become the commander-in-chief, the general, you know, of the Israeli army, the man in charge. You know, it was Moses, and now it's Joshua. He's going to have to follow this act. How in the world are you going to do that? And also, think about this. This was a mentor of Joshua. This is Joshua's hero. Moses, he followed him around for 40 years in the wilderness. Saw him do miracles, heard him, you know, stand in the place of God, as it were, as God would speak through him to the people, and miracle after miracle after miracle. And he had a love for Moses. He waited for him at the bottom of the mountain those 40 days, and everybody else was having a party. Joshua was sitting on the bottom of the mountain waiting on Moses. So not only was Joshua now handed over all these millions of people, the Israelites, the one who's in charge now, taking them across the Jordan into the promised land they've been talking about for 40 years. But his hero has just died. You know, I don't think we often think about that. I mean, that's got to impact a fella. You know, I remember when Brother Osteen passed away. I cried. I mean, you know, come on. That was my pastor all those years, you know, and that I was at Lakewood. And he came up and preached in our building, John Doty Osteen, you know, and talked to him on occasion. We'd go down to conventions and talk to him. And I remember every conversation. I remember, you know, especially those last years, because it was so few times that we got to talk. When I heard he passed away, it affected me. I mean, I thought, oh, it just can't be. It can't be, you know. But I thank God he was in heaven. I thank God he was there. But my hero, you know, I had about three real heroes of faith: Kenneth Hagin, John Osteen, and Lester Sumrall. Those men really impacted my life over the years. I listened to them. You know, been in their meetings and read their books and listened to their tapes and so on and so forth. So I understand that, but you got to carry on too. You got a charge to keep. Amen? So here's Joshua, and God comforts him. He comes and he visits him and he says, now look, he says, now Moses, my servant, is dead. I'm now sending you to go. And he tells him, he says, as I was with Moses, I'm with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. That's what he said. No man stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Don't you think that you're alone here, Joshua. Moses has gone on, but I'm still here. I'm still here. The God of Moses is your God, Joshua. I'm still here. That's the good news. Whoever goes on before us to heaven, you know what? God's still here. He's still with us.
Right.
We'll see them again, but God had left us, praise God. And then he gives him some instruction how to have a good day. Really, on how to have a good day. How to beat those moods, you know, how to kick him in the head. Gave him some motions to go through to combat the emotions that he would probably feel, and you and I feel from time to time. See, don't go through the emotions. Go through the motions of God's Word. You can overcome the emotion with the motion of God's Word. And he tells them in the 7th verse, 1st chapter 7th verse. These are well-known verses, 7th and 8th verses. You know them well. But he says in the 7th verse, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." That you would have good success, that you'd prosper. You want to prosper? I do. You want to succeed? Sure you do. Who wants to go out and fail today? You know, I think I'll just get up and fail today. I want to go do this and not make it. I want to run this race and not finish it. Whoever even thinks like that? I mean, I don't understand. Why would you want to fail? You want to succeed. Well, he's telling you how you can do it. And he says in the 8th verse, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Wow. So I need to start my day here by being strong. Face it with courage. Face it with faith. See, faith is just courage. Faith is a boldness. It's a focus. It believes. Faith. When I believe and I'm in faith, I have got courage. I'm not going to go under. I'm going to make it. We're going to get through this. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I may be shaking like a leaf, but I got faith. Hallelujah. I got faith. You know, as John Wayne says, you know, courage is feeling fear and saddling up anyway. You know, just get up on that horse and let's ride this horse. But know this, you can do it. You can make it. And this is what God's telling Joshua. You be strong, you be of good courage, that you may observe to do. Because you're not going to observe doing this if you don't courageously, boldly stand up and confess God's Word and determine to live out God's Word. If you don't boldly stand up, courageously stand up, you will not do it. Christianity's not for wimps. Having a good day is not for wimps. Getting the victory is not for wimps. I mean, you're going to have opposition. Your feelings are going to fight you. People are going to fight you. Circumstances are going to fight you. But be strong and be of good courage. And you will observe, if you do that, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Base your life on the Word. When you get up today, whatever you do, is it in line with the Word? Is it scriptural? Don't do anything unscriptural. Don't go out and hate. Don't go out and take vengeance. Don't forget. I mean, hold bitterness. Don't do something unlawful. Are you with me?
Amen.
Don't live your life selfishly, not helping anybody. Does your life have a purpose? Ask yourself those kinds of questions, you know. Am I helping somebody? Am I doing some good today? Well, you got to live your life and you have jobs and so on and so forth, but that's a good thing. That puts you in position to help others. That's staying with the Word, not violating the Word, not turning from it to the left or to the right. Today, if I've got a job, I get up and I say, "God, I thank you for this job. You said if a man doesn't work, doesn't eat. If he doesn't provide for his own household, he's worse than infidel." You know, if you're not retired, disabled or something. So, "God, I thank you for this job. I'm going to do, this is your Word for me. It's for me to work. It's good. Thank you for this job." Are you with me? Boldly, I courageously go out on this job today in Jesus' name. And I will prosper and I will have good success. Because this is your Word. This is what you say to do. Work is what God says to do. You know, if you're able to do that. And he says this, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." Talk it all the time. Keep it in your mouth all the time. "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night." Meditate, of course, is the Hebrew word haggah. I'm not teaching on that, but the word translated meditate here means to speak. Actually, to talk to yourself. Say it. Say it to yourself. Say it over and over. Just like we've been talking here tonight. Taking these verses and saying them. Making them personal. And say it over and over, day and night, that you may observe. I always like to connect this. If you won't say God's Word, if you're not going to meditate on God's Word and say it and declare it, you will never observe to do it. You'll never see to do it. You'll never see yourself doing it if you don't first say it. See, the entrance of God's Word gives light. Psalms 119, verse 130. And it gives understanding to the simple. You got to say it. Put the Word in the situation. Let the Word enter the situation. Declare the Word into your day today. And then you will observe and see to do it. But if you don't say it, you won't do it. That you may observe to do according to all that's written there. And for then you'll make your way prosperous. And then you'll have good success. Well, as I was reading this and thinking about what it says to me, this 7th and 8th verse, real simple. I declare, you know, I would make declarations. I declare today that I will be strong in the Lord today and I will be courageous. Hallelujah. You know, to encourage someone is to put courage in them. To be courageous is to be encouraged. For courage to get in me. See, to encourage is to put courage in someone. You can make it. Oh, come on. You can make it. God loves you. He's for you. See, you're encouraging someone. You're giving them courage. You're putting courage in them to make it. I will be strong in the Lord today and I will be courageous. I will observe to do God's Word. Just declare it. Just get up and make a declaration, a commitment today that you're going to do God's Word. I will not turn from God's Word to the right or to the left. I will prosper wherever I go. Because that's what God says. If I do that, I will prosper. That's what He said. He says, I will prosper. All day, I will keep God's Word in my mouth. Throughout the day, I'll talk about it. I'll confess it. I'll quote it. I'll think about it. I'll share it. Because I am strong in the Lord. Well, back up. I will meditate on it. I will speak it. I will think about it. And I will do it. And because I am strong in the Lord, because I am courageous and bold to do God's Word, because I meditate, speak, and do God's Word, I will make my way prosperous, and I will have good success. Today I declare I will have a prosperous day, and today I will have good success. That's a good way to start your morning out, amen? Start out with a word. And I just picked three verses here. I mean, there's so many other promises you could stand on. But the way you get it working for you is to personalize that and declare that. Make those declarations. Because I am who God says I am. I'm not who the world says I am. I'm not who I feel like I am when I get up in the morning. Thank God I'm not who I feel like I am when I get up in the morning. Are you with me? I'm who God says I am. And so it takes a little while to wake up. You know, but get up, you know, get your coffee or whatever you do. You know, Dr. Pepper, candy bar, wherever you get your caffeine, or whatever it is you do, your routine, get up, you know, and say the word. You know, put it on the refrigerator. That's one way you won't miss the word. Put a promise on the refrigerator with a declaration on there. Or put it on the mirror in the bathroom. You know, just take one verse. You don't have to know a bunch of them. I only went through three tonight. And just think of how many ways you could make that personal. How many ways can you say that for yourself? How many ways can you claim that? How many ways can you cooperate with God on this promise that He's making that He definitely desires for you to walk in, or He wouldn't have said it, and He takes pleasure in you doing it? How many ways could I give God pleasure today with this verse? Wow. I'll tell you, by living it, acting on it, talking it, experiencing it, that's how you do it. That's how you give God pleasure. That's what this is. The end of all knowledge is action. And the end of this book is for you to obey and do it so God can bless you. And let's be doers of the word, not hearers only. Amen? Amen? Actually, James says deceiving our own self because we're hearing it and we're not doing it. So let's put it out there and let's do it. Let's put it out. Let's say it, pray it, meditate, and let's do it. Let's don't turn to the left or right. Let's just look head on and praise God. We'll make our way prosperous and we'll have good success. Praise the Lord.